No worries.
Hope you haven't lost all that.
Yeah, but you've also got to take into consideration the geography involved. So as an ideal thing, we've actually got some more comfortable premises in this where we've got two or three places we can offer to people for reunions. So we will provide the space and facilitate that for them. Other times, if people maybe live 300 miles apart, they suggest a halfway venue and they go and do it themselves. So I do all the preparatory work, including telling. And we had a lady last week, 80 years old, who met her son, who was 56.
Fine.
And they met over in, I think it was Leeds or Bradford or something like that. They met over there in a hotel, and I had to describe to each of them what they'd be wearing on that day. And they exchanged mobile numbers, but only not to have a conversation in advance, but just to, in case anything went wrong, you know, because obviously your train can be late or whatever happens. Yeah. And that was a brilliant success. And we do a lot of we do more reunions than Davina McCall and long lost families do.
That shows, like.
Yeah. So that's one way that we do it. And that has to be done by, you know, that's geography determining that. If people want us to facilitate it, then we do it as quite stage managed, really, but we bring people. We normally get one to come maybe half an hour before another. People are normally shaking like leaves, so you get the first person in, get them a little bit settled. We normally advise people to bring a support with them. I had one man once who was quite insistent. He travelled from somewhere, can't remember, Hertfordshire or something, drove from somewhere down south. It was like a 4-5 hour drive on a Saturday morning, and doesn't remember driving home because he was so emotional. Now that's dangerous.
That is really dangerous.
Yeah.
You should have someone to drive home, whatever.
Yeah. So what we normally suggest is bring a support with you. But I would put, if you've got a support with you, they either toddle off somewhere for a coffee, or we provide them space to sit and read a book or whatever. And when the second person arrives, do the same with their support, and then when they're ready, I actually would take whichever order they've decided. So I've normally met both of them by this time in the preamble. And so I just introduce them to each other. So I just say, Becky, this is Jane, Jane, Becky.
Yeah.
And I close the door at that point, like, because that is so private. And the reason that's private is it's one of the hardest things that you're going to do. Nobody can prepare you for it. And if you've got an audience, it's even harder.
It's a lot harder if there's stuff you need to just get off your chest.
And it's that thing without having to worry about whoever it is that's come to help you, because they're obviously on your side.
Yeah.
But you actually need that almost pure moment of time.
There's probably a lot of guilt as well, isn't there?
And loss. All the loss comes out, and it's, we've always, I haven't got them here, we've always got tissues in hand. And then, you know, we just basically say, have the space. Some people stay for hours and bring their supports in, and it becomes a bit social then. But other people maybe go off and have some lunch once they've got the initial, because most people describe feeling really quite sick.
Yeah.
A bit like sitting your driving test or the hardest exam in your life,
like,
or that kind of thing. So that's broadly what we do.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
I'm just gonna